How many things do you do in your life you don't really love, right? To get to the things that you love. The way that that crosses, you know, that chasm is your vision, the reasons you're going to do it. When it's failure, people want to hide it. They have shame around it. They're embarrassed. When it's temporary defeat, it suggests that there's a better way. You just need to get more skilled or to have a different environment. There's no winning and losing. There's winning and learning. And do you like to learn? Most people say yes. And so you either get the result that you want by getting a great return on your investment or getting the promotion or the job or the girl or whatever it is, the car, or you learn that it was an ineffective pattern and you need to get some training, some mentorship, try it a different way. And what bridges that gap is your dream, your vision, your purpose, your reason for going after it.
Life will serve you adversity, in my opinion, if you have no vision or goal, because life is about growing. So if you sit around on the couch all the time, one day you're just gonna walk to the fridge, you're gonna grab another beer, and you're gonna trip and fall and break a leg, and now all of a sudden you have a new problem, right? If you just sit around waiting for people to solve your problems, you probably end up with no money and get evicted from your apartment. So problems are part of life. The problem is that most people look at their problems wishing they didn't have problems, instead of realizing that the problems are there to serve them, to get them to grow. So then they fall victim, right? I don't like this problem. I don't want that boss. I don't want this to do my budget. I don't want to do my finances. I don't want to work out. So they have a long list of things they don't want to do. Where the person that is going to be the most successful, they decide on what is their goal. Understanding that in order to run a marathon, you're going to have to work out 3 times a week. You have to get some new running shoes. You're going to have to practice. You're going to have to go through some pain. So they choose adversity instead of letting adversity choose them. When you build a company, you choose the adversity of trying to interview and hire people to work for your company. It's a pain in the ass. Employees are a pain in the ass. Because they have an employee mindset. They don't have my mindset of make it happen no matter what, gut it through. I don't take sick days, right? They have the mindset of an employee. So you have to find the best employees, not the super really great ones, because they're going to open up their own business. But you've decided that you're going to have to master the game of hiring and training people and managing them and keeping them happy. So adversity is a part of life, either by choice or by default. But I really believe, you know, unless you have some super intelligence, but even Elon Musk works 16 hours a day, right? Be obsessed or be average. Be obsessed and get really good or be average. There are three opponents. There is the external opponent. That's your competition. That is all the things outside of your control, the weather, the economy, the interest rates. And those things you have to face head on. There is the internal opponent. That is your own mindset, your own inner narrative, or can I do it, your own self-doubts. But one of the ones that's the most difficult is the intimate opponent. And that's your family and friends that are like, you know, your parents, like, oh, be careful, you might go bankrupt, or are you sure you want to do that? Are you spending too much time at the office, or you spend more time with the kids? And so you have to learn how to manage all three of those opponents and to delineate the three different enemies that are out there. They're starkly different. And they require a different skill set to work through, right? You can go head to head with your opponent and be really tough. Do that with your 7-year-old daughter, it doesn't go over so well, you know? So you have to be able to shift gears and you have to be able to roll with the punches. But at the end of the day, your mindset and your toolbox that you develop through personal development will help you do that more gracefully. So if you want to change the outside results in your life, be a millionaire, or you want to be fit, or you want to be healthy, or you want to laugh more, or you want to have more energy, you got to first change how you see yourself. This is step number one. Be the guy who manages money well. Be the type of person that exercises first thing in the morning if you want to have better health. Be the type of person that studies nutrition.
If you want a great life, like if you want to be really, really wealthy, You want to be really, really healthy. The people that are in your life currently that don't share those same goals are going to have to be left behind. It's just a matter of fact. You don't run a marathon in 2.5 hours by running with the people that run it in 5.5 hours.
I was playing squash. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like racquetball, right? Yeah. I was playing on a team and I rushed from one appointment to the next. I got to the gym and I didn't have my running shoes. And I was one of four people playing in this round robin. And I'm like, okay, I have to play this game. It's not like I don't have running shoes. So my brain went to solution and I ran around the gym asking people if I could borrow their shoes. Nobody was willing to have the right size, what have you. So I went to Lost and Found. They had one pink shoe, woman's shoe. And so I took my sock off, jammed my foot in, took the sole out, somehow jammed it in and showed up with a bare foot and one pink shoe against my opponent. And the opponent was like, what are you doing? I go, I forgot my shoes. I'm going to play like this. He goes, you can't play like that. And I go, there's no rule that says I can't play like this. He goes, I know, but I'm going to crush you. And I go, we'll see. And so just with that mindset, right, of make it happen no matter what, I had an edge on him because he had a limiting belief. You can't play squash with one shoe. I don't have that. I don't entertain that. I have the belief of I'll play barefoot. I'll play with my left hand. I don't care. I will bring everything I have and find a way to win. And so that's a mindset, right? It's a belief system.
I grew up on a farm and I got to sweep the barn every day at the end of feeding the horses. And I thought it was the stupidest thing. But then when I was 17 years old, I left the house. I got a job at McDonald's. And guess what? I worked at the McDonald's with the largest lobby, the largest eating area. And what did you have to do? You have to sweep. Well, I didn't know, but I had 10,000 hours of sweeping. I swept that place better than anybody in the history of McDonald's ever did. And I was able to do the job of two people. I got a promotion. I got a job in the kitchen, all because I had a skill set that allowed me to do something better. And it proved to me that when you play full out, sweeping the floor or cutting the grass or being an attentive student, right, then life then gives you opportunities. And people are waiting for opportunities without playing full out. When you play full out, it's like the universe looks at you and they go, oh my God, look at him. He's working hard. He's cleaning his house. He's making his bed. He's doing the dishes before he goes to sleep. He's an intentional person. Energy comes from vision. Lack of vision, somebody will sell you something to artificially boost you, but you'll have a hangover later. Sadly, sometimes it's 20 or 30 years later when you have a hangover called diabetes or, you know, heart condition or what have you from consuming things that don't serve you. To get to that state, there's ways to do that. But once you're in that state, you're serving others. You're in your genius zone. You're not in resistance. That's why we call it a flow state. And the way you get there is through things like meditation, visualization, slowing down, asking the right questions to direct your mind or quiet your mind so you can tap into your higher purpose for being there. And I think that each individual has a different amount of time that they're in those places. I'd like to say, oh, I'm in flow state all the time, but I'm not. I used to be maybe 80% of the time in victim and pissed off and cranky and upset. Now I might be 10 or 20% victim. So it's a graduation. It's a practice to get yourself into that place where you can attract the right kinds of people. You're open to things. And then things happen with a lot less effort. Do whatever you're doing at 100%.